The Cassidy boys baseball team continuing to look like the team to beat. This is your Sports Connection. Yeah, the Red Hawks at 11-3-1 have their home field on the Cassidy baseball diamond today. The Red Hawks confront the Patriots after grabbing both ends of a doubleheader with Harbor Beach on Monday. Unionville Super Area Pats are at 9-3. As they visit Cassidy for a two-game set this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Ubbly Bearcats at 8-2 have their home field today in the Valley. The Bearcats returned from Deckerville on Tuesday with a doubleheader win against the Eagles in Deckerville. And these Cats are ready to send K-Pac packing this afternoon in a Twinville encounter. The Chiefs are at 6-4. On the Distaff side, the 5-3 Cassidy softball team is home to the Pats for a Twinville today. Cassidy welcoming the 5-4 Patriots of Unionville Seaboyne. The Red Hawk ladies are attempting to recover from a double loss last Thursday to the Richmond Blue Devils. On the Pro Diamond, Curtis Meade slammed his first homer of the season, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Tigers 7-5, and the Rays avoid a three-game sweep. It was Meade's first homer since September 22nd. 7-5, the Rays over the Tigers. Next up for the Tigers, they'll send righty Reese Olson to face Kansas City on Friday night. The Lions have invested in their future, keeping a pair of all-pro players under contract for the next five seasons. The Lions and wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown agreed to a four-year contract extension worth more than $120 million, with $77 million in guarantees, and they later came to terms at a four-year $112 million deal with offensive tackle Penei Sewell. Detroit had drafted St. Brown in the fourth round in the 2021 draft by taking Sewell with the number 7 overall pick that year. This is your Sports Connection.